Early in the morning, while sipping on her decaf to try to avoid anxiety, Cammie calls Connor on Zoom to remind herself of their first date, years ago somewhere in Southeast Asia, on the beach of a secluded island.
So welcome to my podcast. It's Connor, my friend. I met him in Malaysia 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was August. I was thinking about that last night, August 2016.
16. Yeah, and so it's not a first date because we met before, but I invited you because I wanted to talk about all of our crazy Asian adventures.
Crazy Asians? Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, what do you remember about the first time we met?
I remember it was in Langkawi in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And I had just gone there because I got a job in China, but I was going to Malaysia first. I went to this random island, really hungover. And on the first day, I met you and you were staying at the same hostel as me. It's called Two Boats Hell.
Oh yeah. Remember? I remember.
Yeah. I don't remember like the first time we met, but I think I met you because you were already friends with Arfan.
Yeah.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Well, I don't think I was actually friends with him. I think he just decided to invite me to breakfast with you guys. And then you guys were going to like the mountain something. I don't remember.
That's right.
Like the viewpoint.
Okay, yeah, with the big cable car that we went up the mountain with.
Exactly. And that's what I would consider like our first date when we went to the foot massage with fish.
That's right. The fish eating the dead skin off our feet. I remember that.
Yeah. I think it was kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I felt good. I have good memories of that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That was awesome.
I remember also on top of the mountain, there was like a lot of locks.
Yeah. Yeah. Locks with like couples with their names on it and stuff.
Yeah. And we were like, we should put one.
Yeah, we should get together.
So yeah, and then was it that night that we went out at the club with the pina colada guy?
I think we went to the beach that day as well. I think we did a lot, or maybe was that 2 days? I have no idea.
I don't know. We were drunk all the time.
Very drunk, yeah. But then that night, I remember Arfan had a car randomly on the island, and yeah, he took us to this bar, and we got really drunk, and that's when. Yeah, I mean, you let me know right away that you have a fetish for old guys, you know, the pina colada guy. So.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's been like that for so long. Yeah, there was this guy from, I think it was from Tinder, the old guy.
Yeah, that's right. You met him on Tinder.
Yeah, and he was like on a business trip there. He was staying in a like super fancy hotel, and I don't know why, but he was at that bar where we went and he recognized me and he just kept buying me pina coladas and we just named him Pina Colada Guy.
Yeah, it's a pina colada guy. That's right. He was my competition all night.
He was in competition, really, but he was free alcohol, so.
Yeah, there you go.
That was that. Actually, he wasn't competition. He was helping you.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
He was making me drunk.
Oh man, that's gonna change my strategy now for the rest of my life.
Oh my God,
make the rich guy buy the girl drinks and then I swoop in at the last minute.
That's such a good idea.
Hey. I learned
so have you done that again after after me?
No, I'm gonna start doing it though, that's for sure.
Oh my God. Okay, so then that night, was it the night in the back of our friend's car?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Romance.
That's very romantic. doing stuff that we're not gonna like say details, but like in a moving car.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
It's so funny with Arfan like just not going anywhere because he just
he loved it.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was. That's insane thinking about that. Anyway, and then, so we met in Malaysia. Then the crazy thing is we met in Malaysia. Then we separated because you went to China for your studies.
Yeah.
Then I came to China for my birthday.
No, I think we met before that, right? Did we meet in Bali?
Right.
Yeah, we stayed in contact for a while, and then we were like, hey, or you were in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Working in some ant-covered school.
Yeah.
Right?
With and rapists.
Then, yeah, with rapists. Oh, Jesus. I mean, all right.
Like when we said crazy stories, it's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, that's right. And then, yeah, out of the blue, you were like, hey, do you want to meet up? Or maybe I said it. I have no idea.
I don't know. I think, yeah, I think you had like vacations or something. You could like leave for a while and like, I'm going to Bali. And you're like, okay, I'm coming.
Yeah, it was the Chinese like lunar holiday, I remember. Yeah.
So
it was kind of like a hookup before. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey, do you want to be at a hotel together for like 7 days?
It's true. And the hotel was so cool.
We might hate each other, but I don't know.
Did we? I think we did.
We hate each other from time to time, I think.
Oh my God, this relationship is awesome. it's like you were my, okay, that's going to sound terrible, but it's like you were my little brother I was having sex with.
That is horrible.
So we met in Bali. We rented this hotel room that was super kind of fancy for what it cost.
Yeah, it was so cheap.
So cheap, with free breakfast.
Yeah, and a pool. And
like, in a pool. Yeah, and massages and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
And but we had a really great time in Bali, though.
Yeah.
With like the monkey forest and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
What else did we do there?
I think we, because we rented a scooter there as well.
We rented lots of scooters.
Yeah, we rented quite a few scooters. But I remember we rented a scooter and the guy asked me for my international license.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't have it.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, if you get stopped, you can pay the police, right? You can pay them 50,000. But $1 was 13,000 rupiah. No?
It was like 20 bucks.
Yeah, no. So you pay the cop $4.
Oh, $4.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, I remember we laughed a lot about that.
Yeah,
we were like, seriously? Okay.
Yeah, I remember. No, we went to Ubud. There was some guy who invited us to drink coffee that was like shit out by a monkey.
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
And we just drove away really fast.
Yeah. Because
basically he invited us. We were driving on the motorcycle. We were stopped at the red light and he stopped right next to us. And he invited us to drink shit monkey coffee.
Yeah, he said there was other types too, like that, you know, elephant? Monkey shit out cats shit out coffee, and apparently that was really
And we were like, oh yeah, cool, sounds good. And then the green light, and we're like, bye-bye. And he was pissed. He like followed us for a while.
I think he was genuinely trying to be nice, and we were kind of like rude.
Well, we're scared because, I mean, there's a lot of bad people out there. So we're like, oh, are you like trying to get us in some scam?
Yeah.
So I guess we were like careful.
Yeah. And I didn't really want to drink shit coffee anymore.
Yeah, me neither. I wasn't either. And then I went to China for my birthday.
Yeah.
There are crazy stories there too, because when I got there, I started being sick.
Yeah.
Very sick.
You're like deathly ill in like a city that you've never heard of before.
And nobody speaks other languages than like Chinese. And everything is in Chinese and you speak like four words.
Exactly. I remember I went to the store and I was just like, sweating, like fever, cough, you know, like to try to get medicine, acting it out.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then you came back with medicine, like antibiotics.
Yeah, that's right. I hope there were antibiotics. So.
I we hoped it was that because that's what I needed, but it was all written in Mandarin. So,
yeah.
So I took them and I was like, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hope this works.
Yeah, it worked. I spent like maybe 4 or 5 days in bed, like eating the fruit and like yogurt because that's all my throat could handle.
Yeah.
And watching border security.
Yeah, that's
while
that's a great
you
deal.
Went to work.
And drawing.
Yeah. So I did that for 5 days thinking I was going to die. And then there was Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I had a huge Halloween party at my apartment. And like we invited all the Chinese people and they had no idea what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had no idea what Halloween was. So we were having a big party.
Oh my God. Drinking. But were they costumed?
Yeah. They all had costumes. Like, you know.
So you explained them? Yeah, okay. Oh, I did not remember that.
Yeah, but they didn't know this like, crazy pagan.
Oh my God. Pagan,
like, Halloween thing, yeah.
But then there was Yeah, I'll let you tell them.
And then you, we all had a lot of drinks. And then you ended up kissing my friend, right?
Yeah. I'm terrible when I drink.
You did that in Malaysia again, I remember.
When?
With like five guys. You got drunk.
Don't tell them.
You remember it was with Borneo.
Yeah, with Imi and
Khaled.
Khaled. Oh my God, Khaled.
Yeah. But yeah, you like went up to a table of random Malaysian guys and kissed like five of them.
Oh my God, there was no COVID at the time.
Yeah.
I'm just wanting to tell everyone. Exactly. Oh my God, I'm just, when I get drunk, I get really loving.
Yeah, no, that's better than being like
angry
white people. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, I guess it's, yeah. Yeah, that's who I am. So yeah, I kissed your friend at Halloween party.
Yeah.
And I also went upstairs like with another random dude to get some water, I think.
Yeah, I remember he was an American guy.
I have no memories of that. Like I just know I went, but I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, I'm surprised that nothing happened, or well, maybe it did, but anyway.
But I don't think so. I think I would remember.
That guy was a bit crazy. He liked
he was weird. He was
he liked
very
prostitutes,
weird.
To put it lightly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was like his thing.
Okay. Enough about the Halloween party.
Right.
It was wild.
It was.
And then then we went to Borneo for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. I finished my job and then I met you in Borneo because you were already there, right?
We flew there before you with Amy and Khaled. And that time we were staying in a private room in the hostel. And when we left, they didn't ask us to pay. So we just left without paying.
I had no idea. You're like, I just left. I didn't pay.
Oh my God. I sound like the worst human being right
That's
now.
Horrible.
That's terrible. Oh my God, I'm starting to hate myself.
Yeah, maybe that person got fired because of what you did. Who knows?
But it's their job to remember who paid.
I mean, like maybe they had little kids that they were trying to support. And
oh my God, stop it. I'm about to start crying.
Maybe they were really sick.
Huh?
Maybe they were really sick and had medical bills. Oh wait, no.
Yeah. Oh my God. But a second time when we went to Kuching.
Yeah.
Because did we drive there? No.
Yeah, we rented a car in Kota Kinabalu. And then we were driving around with Imi. Remember we went camping one night?
Camping. Not really camping.
In a parking lot.
Exactly. Not what I call camping, but
not exactly
okay.
Camping, yeah.
So we slept in a car in a parking lot. Yeah.
That's right. And then after that, Imi and Khaled went to go live in paradise or whatever they did. And then we went to Kuching, right? And
that's it.
No, we didn't drive there.
No, we took a plane there.
We took a plane there, that's right.
We wanted to drive there, but we decided not to, I think.
We have horrible memory.
Well, it's 4 years ago and there was a lot going on since then.
So I remember we were thinking about driving there and we were gonna drive through that like little country that's there, Brunei.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like strict Muslim laws.
We were like, yeah, fuck it.
You're like, yeah, probably no.
Probably gonna fly. Probably gonna like take 1 hour of our time instead of like 3 days.
Exactly. Yeah, and that was nice in Kuching. You remember we met a bunch of people and
oh my God, yes. What was his name?
His name, he was from Wales.
It starts with an A, I think.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Anyway, he's not alive anymore.
I know, he died of cancer. It's so sad.
Yeah, they were really cool.
So
they brought us to their club. It was like an old colonial British like clubhouse.
They paid, but well, he paid for the booth for everyone.
Everyone, yeah, that's right.
And he invited us to like a super fancy restaurant for dinner once.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah, I remember. He also invited us on a trip down or like up the river into this like rural community. Yeah. But we didn't have the money because we're both broke.
Yeah, we're very poor. That's why we wouldn't pay hostels.
He brought us to a bar where it was like all bottles. Do you remember in refrigerators?
And
you
could
just take whatever bottle you want.
It was basically like a convenience store, but a bar.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird, but I loved it.
That was awesome, man. It was a good time.
Oh my God. And there was another, like a couple, like Tim and something.
Yeah, Tim and Joe.
Yeah. And they came later. I was working in Cambodia and they came to my hostel.
Yeah.
They saw I was working there, so they came.
Okay.
Like kind of surprising, like to surprise me. Yeah. And I recognized them, but I did not remember from where. So I was like, hi, I know you, right? And they were like, come on.
It's been a month.
I'm sorry, I met so many people on this trip. Like, that's I've been traveling for 7 months. I'm like, I don't remember everything. But they were all so great.
They were really nice, yeah. And you remember, so then New Year's Eve 2016, we rented a scooter again.
Oh my God, yes.
That was crazy.
I let you tell that story.
Yeah, we rented a scooter New Year's Eve. And it was, I mean, to put it lightly, it was kind of a piece of shit, you know. Yeah. But
it was,
I was asking her, like, is the fuel gauge wrong or is there no fuel in it? She's like, no, there's fuel. And we ran out immediately, you remember?
Oh,
we had to push to a gas station. And then that day, we were driving for like 15 more minutes, maybe. And I was looking at an intersection. And I ran into the back of another scooter and deflated the front tire.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we're outside of Kuching in Borneo in this tiny town. And it was New Year's Eve, so nothing's open.
Oh.
And I managed to ask for tools and get the front tire off, but there were no stores or anything. Do you remember we put the scooter on cinder blocks and I said, I'm going to go look for a shop. And you stayed with the bike.
Yeah. It was so long.
Yeah. And I left. And
you left for like at least an hour.
Yeah. And I had no way of communicating you.
No, we had no phones. We had nothing.
Yeah.
I did not know if you were still alive, basically.
Yeah, and you were just sitting there like with a scooter.
Alone.
On the side of the road alone.
Freaking Malaysia.
Yeah. I couldn't find anywhere. And then this car pulled up and said, yeah, hop in. I'll take you to a store, you know?
Yeah, and you went in the car.
Yeah, it was like a family, so you know.
Yeah, you weren't scared.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like a truck full of dudes, I probably wouldn't have done it. but yeah, no. Then they brought me and I brought it back, and you were still alive, which was a pleasant surprise. So, yeah, and then that day we went to the beach. You remember?
Yeah, we drove quite a while.
Yeah, through the jungle and stuff. We went to this town where I think we were like the only Westerners that have ever been there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that happened to me a lot in this trip. Being the only Westerner who went to a small town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But and that then, time was crazy. You remember going to the restaurant?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Like they were like not understanding how, and we weren't like, we couldn't communicate basically. It was just.
No. Very rural, like jungle type of place. Yeah. And then remember we went to the beach, we had a good time, it was nice, palm trees, beautiful surf and stuff. And then when we left, I was feeling confident about the gas, so that was all good. We got on the bike and it started raining like crazy, remember?
Yeah.
And it was nighttime, so it was pitch black, and I think it got dark before it started raining, and that's when I found out that the headlight was like about as bright as like a firefly, you know, that you see in the summer.
Yeah. Just
not bright at all. Couldn't see anything. And it was like torrential downpour.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the whole ride, I was sitting in the back and I was just crossing my fingers not to die.
Yeah. You put like way too much confidence in me
I trusted you so much. Like, I had to trust you so much, and you had to trust yourself so much.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
there were big holes in the middle of the road, remember?
What?
There were huge holes in the middle of the road.
Oh, my God.
If you hit one of those, that would have been game over.
I could have died so many times on that trip.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like,
yeah. It's
incredible we're still alive.
Yeah, but those kind of experiences, you know, you never forget, and that's kind of why you, like, have certain friendships that are so special with people, you know? Because that was just insane.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing, like, you and I will never experience again, probably. No. Or not probably, like, of course, we will never live that again. It's just impossible. And then, but then that was for the, for in Asia, but then we met again.
Yeah, I think I came to Montreal. I came twice, I think, to Montreal.
Yeah, you came the first time you came. No, the first time you came to Sherbrooke.
That's right. Yeah.
When I was studying there, you came by car because at the time we were living in Cincinnati.
Yeah, 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 Cincinnati. It took me like, I think 12 hours or something.
Yeah, you drove? Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think it was that cold that time, but the second time I was there.
Yeah, the first time you came in the summer.
Yeah, that's right. Was that summer? It was so like brown and gray.
Might have been fall.
Yeah, anyway, it wasn't warm, but
I don't remember. I think it was summer though.
Yeah.
The second time you came in the winter.
Yeah. That was the coldest thing I've ever experienced in my life. I don't understand how you live there like year. And that was in December too. It wasn't even in January or February.
That's true. It was before Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it gets even worse.
Yeah. And we were like delivering cupcakes for your job.
Yeah. I know. I made you come to Quebec in the winter to deliver cupcakes around the province. Oh my God.
That was the job at the time, cupcake deliverer.
Well, it wasn't really my job. I was working in marketing, but I proposed to deliver their like Christmas gifts to their clients all over the province because I was like, yeah, I'd rather get paid for driving cupcakes around than sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
So.
Jesus, yeah.
But that was kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, that was cool. A new experience. I mean, but it's weird because like I'm in Holland and I think I'm at a higher latitude than Montreal. And it is not like that cold in the winter.
Yeah, you know? But it's different. Like it's by the coast.
Yeah, that's true.
Here is just like in the middle of a freaking continent. So it's just like really cold. I don't know. It's like Siberia or something.
I can't imagine how it is in your hometown.
Well, it's colder, but it's not as humid.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel that cold. Like in my hometown, it can get to like minus 50. But it's so dry that it doesn't like get to your bones. But here in Montreal, it doesn't get that cold, but it gets inside of you like, ew. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like.
Yeah. I remember when I was there, it like hurt breathing, you know, because the air was just so dry and cold.
Yeah, it's
my throat hurt.
Yeah, it can be intense. But I mean, when you were born here and you just lived in that kind of weather your whole life, it's, I don't know, normal, I guess.
But
yeah, I can understand for someone who's never experienced it that just arrives here and be like, what the hell, people? Why do you like live here?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Other than that.
Then you came to see me recently in Holland.
Yeah. I came to see you in Holland last.
It was January.
Yeah. January, yeah. Because I went to Belgium with the school to do some comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I came to see you after because I was right next to Holland. So,
yeah.
I was like, it's been a while. Can I come and visit?
Yeah. You were in Brussels though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I took train.
Yeah, to Rotterdam.
Yeah. And we basically just watched movies for 4 days.
Pretty much, yeah. I remember I think me and my friends upset you when we were getting drunk and stuff, and then you didn't go out with us one night.
Yeah, you were kind of annoying that night.
That's true.
But I mean, like I said, you're like my little brother, like a little annoying.
Right.
That's okay. I love you. What?
Sexy little brother.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Meow. So yeah, did we watch Border Security again?
Yeah, we definitely watched Border Security.
I think we have like a fetish.
That's like a constant thing, you know, throughout the ages is Border Security.
That's the thing that just stays.
Yeah, right.
And do you remember we went to a bar and we stole the salt and pepper.
That's right.
Why? I don't know.
I think the waitress was like a dick or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, she sucked.
Yeah.
She was terrible. So we were like, let's steal the salt and pepper.
Exactly.
So I just put it in my purse and we left. Oh my God. Like all the stories I'm telling with you is just like being bad persons.
Nah, I mean,
like stealing and like,
I mean, we're all horrible people from time to time.
Yeah, I think yeah, that might be true.
Stuff, you know, I'm sure you save puppies from fires and
of course. Yeah. I do loads of good things too.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously help the elderly men.
Oh my God, please. it happened once.
Right. We'll see how many times it happens on this first date show of yours.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe. Well, I have like a 44-year-old next week, I think.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes.
Man.
Maybe he will cancel. Maybe you'll be like, oh my God, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. You're going through your little black book, all the people you ever dated, right?
Well, I don't have a black book for the people I dated. I only have a black book for the people I slept with.
Ooh, nice. That's the important part.
Congrats, you're on it.
Nice. Hey, wait, really?
No. Oh my God. You don't remember? Oh my God. Am I that bad of a person?
Right?
No, I'm not. Well, I think that's pretty much our story.
That's it. Yeah, I'm trying to remember details, but...
I mean,
yeah, that's pretty much it. I think that's
yeah. Well, thanks for accepting my offer.
No problem. Yeah.
It was nice reminding myself of all those adventures.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, nice always.
Yeah, remember the better days, I guess. Yeah.
No, we still have good days. How are you? I did not even ask you.
You're like worried now.
Yeah, I don't want you to go and like go hang yourself. Right.
I'm gonna go slip my wrist after this.
No, please don't. No, but seriously, you're doing fine?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, yeah, COVID, huh?
Yeah, so you've been stuck inside or?
Yeah, I live alone in a little studio apartment, so that's nice. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm glad to know you're fine and you're not gonna go do bad things.
No, I just did a big bike trip. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that on Facebook. That's crazy. Yeah. That's how long did it take? It
took me 16 days. I went from Rotterdam to Spain.
That's insane.
I had a flat tire, and it made me think of that time in.
Oh, really?
Asia, yeah. And wow. Some French guy helped me out, like so.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Huh.
But the one in Malaysia was definitely more intense.
Of course, everything is more intense in Malaysia.
I thought you were gonna get kidnapped.
I did not think about that, but yeah, that could have happened. Right. Definitely. Oh, I just remember something else. You remember once, I think it was with Arfan, we went to a restaurant and like everybody eats with their hands in Malaysia.
Yeah.
But like they explained to us that like there's like the right hand or something is for eating and the other one is for rubbing your ass.
That was with Khaled, the guy from Syria. Yeah. No, he was explaining to Yumi and Imi, this tiny little British girl who was 18 at the time, you know, super innocent. And he was explaining that you eat with your right hand, not your left, because your left you use to like wipe your ass.
Oh,
and
yeah.
was saying that he hated the Western toilets. He like didn't he didn't like them.
Well, most people didn't like Western toilets there.
Yeah, but I mean, your first experience on a squatty potty, you know, where you have to squat down. That's yeah. like it's like LSD kind of, you know, it's just a rite of passage.
It's terrible. I peed on my feet so many times.
Yeah, right. Splatter.
Terrible. Terrible. Well, on that note.
Anyway, yeah.
thanks for coming to my podcast.
And I hope it works out. And I hope you have some interesting conversations in the future too.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah.
See you next week for another first date. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.